Well, percenters, welcome back. Coach Tom here at 1424 Basketball Training, where the goal is to take 14 minutes, 24 seconds, or 1% of your day to get better. I recently put out a poll. What would you guys like to see? And you guys voted more or less on athleticism and what you would like to see. Athleticism, and then it said dribbling, ball handling, and then mentality. And then I think shooting was last, or other was last. So just a quick thing to help you guys out. If you guys want to excel or succeed, these are the things that I teach my kids, my players, anybody that comes to ask me for advice, I teach them, you know, soda. Okay, this is the success matrix, if you guys seen it or not. Okay, remember this, okay? Anytime you're going through life or deciding or thinking about certain things, okay, selection. These are the four things that you guys need to think about. So when I put out a question and you guys are answering, it's like you're choosing your selection. Whatever you choose, this is one of the most important things that you could do in life, whatever arena you want to go into. Is it basketball, football, computer science, cryptocurrency, stocks, all that stuff, okay? The better you choose, the better you're going to be. If you choose something wrong, it's going to be really, really bad for you. So when I ask you guys to choose, do you want workout stuff, shooting stuff, dribbling stuff? You guys chose workout stuff. So this is your decision to choose workout stuff. So if I take you down the path of working out in terms of improving basketball, you guys might become bodybuilders. You might become powerlifters, Olympic powerlifters. You could turn into sprinters. You can turn into gymnasts, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. How much of working out or athleticism is required, you know, to become a very, very good basketball player? That's what you guys have to ask yourself. Okay. Order. Okay. What order are we doing things in? The sequence. It's very, very important. Okay, so should you start training, you know, working out when you're fresh out the womb, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, five, seven, eight, 10, middle school, high school, when do you start doing it? Okay, the order, do you do it before or after practice, before or after a training? Okay, the sequence in which you do these things have a tremendous effect on how you develop and build and stuff like that. So if you guys are a little bit older, fasted cardio is kind of a popular belief. So you should eat after you do cardio. If you want to lose weight, it's very common against amongst bodybuilders. I've trained men and women to do, you know, physique competitions. And, you know, the general advice would be to walk on a treadmill for 30 to 45 minutes or a Stairmaster on no food first thing in the morning to shed excess body fat before you decide to eat something. Selection, order, duration, okay? How long, how many reps do you do of this thing before you actually give up or succeed? Okay, there's a popular belief that it takes 10,000 reps, okay, iterations to become a master of something. It came from the book, The Tipping Point, I believe, by Malcolm Gladwell. I think that's complete garbage. 10,000 is not even close enough, man. 100,000. Even to 1 million, okay? I can guarantee that I have taken more than 100,000 jumpers, and of all 100,000, I missed a crap ton of jumpers. 10,000 is not nearly enough because I could probably do 10,000 easily in the matter of a month. And jacking up that many shots, working with players new, young, and old, 10,000 is not nearly enough. So will you get to the required amount of shots, reps, iterations for you to become even good, let alone great, let alone elite, college level, pro level? Like how many iterations, how many shots, how many permutations of a shot of your form do you need to, you know, throw this ball into this hoop while running with a defender in your face? Right? Duration is very, very important. So if you're early on in your process and you decide to give up after a week, a month, a year, you are absolutely crazy and very, very unlikely to succeed. Next is accuracy. Okay, so selection, order, duration, accuracy. How accurate do we need to be in terms of the quality in which we do things? How good of a ball handler do you need to be? How clean does your Olympic clean and jerk squat, jump shot, dribbling, how accurate does that form need to be? If you're playing scrubs at the gym, probably not that much. If you're just playing friends and you're, you know, 8 years old, probably not that much, because The high school team, they shoot freaking, I don't know, 20 to 30% in a game. Run a full speed, playing defense, running, you know, pressure, nerves, everything. Some shoot 20%, some shoot 30. And if you're shooting 40 in a high school game, you're probably doing pretty good. Doesn't mean that's what they do in practice. They're usually a little bit better in practice. Most people are. But how accurate do you mimic those situations? Is it a game situation? Is it a drill situation? Are you tired, not tired? Beginning of practice, did you just work out? Did you, you know, just eat dinner where you got a full stomach? Are you, you know, coming on little sleep? Because a lot of kids do that. So how accurate do you have to be in all of those things? And how accurate do you have to be in, you know, just the sequence of your life and the selection of your life? So this is the success matrix that you always need to consider as you guys are doing things, right? The success matrix, I always talk about it. I bring it up again here because the path of your success will depend on really, really on what you choose, right? So since this is YouTube and you can watch it basically in any order, you could be watching all the teaching tapes first, you could be watching my drills first, right? But since you guys chose workout, I'll give you guys some videos on workouts. And then next in the things, it'll go over, I think it was ball handling. Okay, so ball handling. And then next I'll do some mentality. But this is actually mentality because I think in terms of selection, the mentality is the most important thing. Okay, so mentality is the fastest way to improve something. If you just think about it a little bit, you can react, you can process things quicker. You can have a better perspective on your training and stuff like that. Hopefully this helps you guys. Stick around for some workout videos. I'll give you some workout videos. I'm assuming you guys want to jump higher or get in better shape, but you might not like the answer. Until next time, guys, take 14 minutes, 24 seconds, or 1% of your day to get better. Peace.